Hello, and welcome to the Drillery's podcast, where you can come and get a word, prayer, spiritual motivation, spiritual thoughts, to get you up and motivated and get you up and on with your day. Or through your night. So I am just honored, thankful, and privileged that you took your time to listen to this podcast. So thank you. So this morning, as I was going through my prayer time and meditation, what was on my heart from yesterday and today was just about, strongholds that just been put on not only myself, but those being released, and just me being empowered, empowering my children, empowering other people, and being able to, just being stronger. And then as I just studied and got through the scriptures, I just came across a whole lot of scriptures. But the one that stood out for me at this time was the book of Ephesians. And that was Ephesians chapter 6, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. So that's where we will start out with. In verse 10, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, but you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. Therefore, having girded your wrist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying almost with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with the perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, the utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak." Now, as I continue to read and study, and just being in the, not just in the world as we see the different chaos, the different acts of violence that go against not just, Christians, but just against different cultures, against different races and people, that not just in the workplace, and I'll use myself as an example. You know, when I go to work, there's so many different battles that I have to face. Just mentally getting prepared sometimes is such a struggle. It is such a warfare with dealing with different people's emotions, different people's you know, anger and frustrations. It really weighs on your mind, weighs on your heart, to try to be that beacon of light for those who need that peace, who need that love, who need that to be confirmed, that they can rely on not just their own self to get through the day, but also that they can rely on God to help them stand against, you know, if their boss is giving them tasks or being disrespectful or not even acknowledging them as they step into the room, making them feel accepted in the room or being accepted as an equal in the workplace, or not even in the workplace, but not feeling as an equal in the world. And it really weighed on my heart and in my mind as we face so many battles and there's just so many tragedies across this world, that that we should be showing love and compassion. So we definitely have to take our times, and as we wake up each and every morning, just know and confirm God's word and have those motivational prayers that we are strong, that we are mighty, that we can overcome any obstacles, that we can persevere with the word of God, and that the word of God is in us and will be always with us, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And as I read this verse here, it just opened up the floodgates of God's word from other scriptures that were in me that I stepped away from for a moment. And as I read this, you know, it just reminded me, you know, that that as I put on, you know, the whole armor of God, which is God's word, and when I surround myself with God's word, when I am facing, when I'm in the workplace or driving in my car, when I am battling battling with and wrestling with someone, I just take the time and step away, rather it's going into the men's room or going into the a place of comfort and taking a deep breath, clearing that evil or just that pressure zone of my mind, my heart, and my spirit, and clearing it and just reciting the different things of scripture that I remember and that I know. You know, Psalms 23, you know, as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because that is right, I will not fear no evil, because I know God is with me. His rod and his staff, they will comfort me. And, you know, I iron sharpens iron, and I know that God's word is sharpening me through whatever it is that I am battling and that I am going through. And also, you know, in this verse, also, you know, through verses 10 and 13, you know, there are three times Paul has called for believers to stand against the evil schemes, the spiritual battles that take place against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heaven. So as we pray down here against the evilness that is down here, those prayers also go up to heaven and to help fight what is going on as well. And, you know, it is just so you know, empowering to know that no matter what we go through, no matter what is being placed on our hearts, our minds, and our spirits, that we can continue to know that God is in every square inch of our lives, our hearts, and our spirits, and that He is just waiting for us to call out to Him. His word is ready for us to be just armored for us, and it is in the word of God, and is in His book, and we just have to build that foundation to where we can stand on it, just like the cement that we walk on our streets. That's our foundation to walk on in this world. So we need our Bibles, we need the Word of God as our foundation, so when we get up, we can put our, when we put our feet on the wooden floors or our carpet in our homes, we can put our hearts, our minds, our spirits on the foundation of the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I just thank you once again just for listening to my thoughts and this inspirational message. And I know it's been a long time, but you know, I just thank you for everything that you have done and all the support that you continue to give to this podcast and this up and coming ministry that is developing. So I'm just going to pray for you all right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for each and every soul that is listening, Heavenly Father, whether they are listening, whenever they do decide to listen, Heavenly Father, I just ask them, pray whatever it is that they are going through right now, Heavenly Father, in any aspect, in any area of their life, that you just give them strength, that you just give them wisdom, that you just give them discernment, Heavenly Father. This world, Heavenly Father, is going through different changes and different obstacles right now, Heavenly Father. So I'm just asking and praying that you just give them and help them put on the breastplate of righteousness and having them stand firm and get them, have them be preparation of the gospel of peace above all, and taking the shield of faith with you, Heavenly Father, to quench all of those fiery darts of wickedness that continue to be shot at them, Heavenly Father. I pray that you just give them perseverance and supplication over all the saints, Heavenly Father. Give them the ability to just be strong and mighty in the land, Heavenly Father. No weapon formed against them or their children, their household, their finances, Heavenly Father, will prosper. Give them mental health, Heavenly Father. Stand firm with them as they go into the doctor's office, Heavenly Father. I pray for healing. I pray for strength, Heavenly Father. I pray for traveling mercies. For anyone that is traveling right now, too near, far, whatever it is, Heavenly Father, I pray that you mend any type of relationships that may be broken, Heavenly Father. I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for taking this time with me to listen. God bless and enjoy the rest of your day. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.